All right, here's our buddy from TSN out in Edmonton, longtime NHLer, coming off a big win by the Oilers. This is a rarity for us.
And big news.
And big news is our understanding. Here's Jason Strudwick. How you doing, Struddy?
Yeah, okay. Before we get into it, let's talk about the shock I had when I was watching the Raptors game and they panned the side crown. I see Austin Matthews and I think Mitch Mariner was there as well. And then there's you, Hayes, and Noodles. I'm like, who could have come? Like, was Gino Retta busy or Kate Furness? Like, who said no? How many deep did they have to go before they got to you two guys? Because Noodles, wow. you
don't
moving.
Show Hayes, it again.
I've never seen you look that good, Hayes. You've never dressed that good in your life. Maybe Craig Button gave you one of his suits. It was unbelievable.
I felt like Craig. That's Craig said no. You're right. They were getting to interns, and then finally they said, "All right, let's get these two morons."
Scotty, when you saw Hazy look into the camera, what are you giving that look out of 10?
It was that blue steel. He flashed blue steel.
I know, but what do you give it out of 10, the whole package?
Well, I didn't think he could look that good. And that's a compliment. Like, I had you as, like, a hard 5. That's where I locked you. Out of 12, obviously. And now I'm boosting that up, man. You're probably at a 6 or 7. Honestly, I can see why some people would find you attractive.
Thank you.
Congrats.
Wow. Thank you. Congrats. Yeah, it's more about the personality. That's really what I have to drive home, Strutty. But if I get dolled up and I get courtside and I look like that, that's going to go a long way for me, I think.
But all three of you guys are personality. None of you guys are blessed with good looks. Like,
did you make a decision on the salad? Are you going to go Messier or no?
Why is this coming up?
I want to say, Struds, like, I felt it was trending on Twitter last night, like just and I was like, hashtag flip a coin. And I'm like, what does that mean? And it's like, you know, heads, this guy goes Messier, and tails, he continues on with the palm tree. So I'm like, what are we dealing with here? And of course, as I pointed out in my text to you, it looked very hot in the building again, another sweaty panel. And I'm like, holy smokes, Strutty is on fire. But, like, what have you come to? Did you wake up today and say, what are we going to do with the salad?
I think you're going with the palm tree.
Yeah, no, I'm still, you guys, I got to get at least 50. So 3.5 more years. And, I don't think it's like that bad. Like, I went and reviewed the tape because I had a lot of texts. Some mean-spirited ones, texts and tweets.
And
a lot of people didn't like
ones.
My pink skinny tie. I mean, why don't you just focus on what I'm saying? Just instead of looking at me, and I'm not the Mona Lisa up there. Don't examine me, but I'm pretty happy with where I'm at. So 3.5 more years at least.
Okay, 3.5. There it is. You're going to have doctors flying in from Istanbul, from San Diego. Wow. Like, are a prime suspect when you hit 50.
I've got one question. Did you get a text, and I'll just do the initials, CL, who used to run Cowboys and all, that he reach out to you, say it's enough, like that you need to go Messier?
Yeah, well, he got our friend CL, he got it done, and his only regret is he didn't do it sooner.
I
Not
saw
going bald,
him.
But just getting hair cut or getting hair implants.
I wow. saw him in Edmonton, and he looked glorious. It was unbelievable.
All right.
Before we get into the Oilers, Strud, like, when is it go time for spring season for you in the grocery store? For a spandex short or a tighter shirt or a tank top, when does that transition happen?
It's getting close, buddy. It's a nice hot day here. Really nice hot day here. So we're getting pretty close. Just where you can see a little bit of bottom of the cheek. You know the Daisy Dukes, so you see a little bit of bottom of the cheek.
Yeah, that's the pre-playoff vibe check, right?
If I turned the corner and saw your hairy ass bent over to grab some tomatoes, I think I would vomit right in the grocery store. Anyway, let's get to some heavy Oiler talk.
Well, I mean, listen, we're out here in the East. The Leafs have been red hot all year. It took Edmonton a little while to get cooking, but, man, are they cooking now? I mean, is it... What's the vibe like? Are people saying it's, top seed in the West or bust at this point? Because that's legitimately within reach. They could end up being the top seed in the Western Conference.
Well, first off, I want to applaud you three to have me on the show after the Oilers have played well. It's a rare thing.
Yes.
So you guys are growing as people. I gave the compliment, Hazel, being a 6 out of 12. So things are heading the right direction. And same thing for the Edmonton Oilers. I think that... you know, you got to look at the team. They've improved all year, and there's been some additions. And I think one thing we can really notice with the Edmonton Oilers is the size. I mean, I was at the game last night, and they look huge. So since the beginning of the year, whether through trade or signing or call-up, you've got Vinny Desharnais, who's well north of 6'5". Kareem Costin, another big guy. You know, you add in a guy like Ekholm, another big body. Bukestad, another big body. So they look big, and these guys can, you know, get around pretty well, and some of them are actually quite quick. So the team looks bigger. Last night, you know, they could tell they came out, they wanted to play a really physical game against the Kings, and they were, you know, in every scrum, and they were finishing checks, including, you know, the big guys, the top guys, all over the place. So I think they wanted to show last night they can play a tight game, and they can also play a physical game and feel comfortable in that. Obviously, Stuart Skinner had a good game, which is a big thing, especially when you consider kind of where Jack Campbell's game is right now. But, you know, as far as where they can end, I mean, they're in the mix. You know, are they going to run out of time to maybe get to the top spot? That's, you know, to be seen. I guess Vegas loses a point last night, and they've got some tougher games coming up here. The Oilers have Anaheim on Saturday. So I think, you know, right now, obviously, it'd be nice to get into that top spot. I think for them, they just want to keep their game progressing. And I'm looking at penalty kill. I think that's a rare they want to continue to work on. But they're trending in the right direction and, you know, kind of peaking, hopefully, if you're an Oilers fan, now into the playoffs.
Strutty, and watching last night's game, you know, it's easy to, you know, break down, well, you know, McDavid did it again, Draisaitl with a great pass, and, you know, RNH doing his thing. But I thought Evander Kane, that was probably his best game of the season as far as imposing his will. And, you know, for a top-line player or a top-six player, he's kind of a bit of a unicorn because he can play any which way you can. And you mentioned, you know, a physical presence and a guy who, you know, hit and also could back it up and with some scoring. Would you agree with him being kind of a huge presence in that game last night?
Well, he's unique. And what he is, he's very unpredictable. So you have no idea what this guy is going to do. Is he going to score a goal? Is he going to run you over? Is he going to hammer you into a wall like he did Nazem Kadri?
Gary Roberts. It's like Gary Roberts.
Yeah, like, that's right. You never know. And honestly, I don't think Evander really cares. However way you want to play it, he'll do it. Then he'll also drag his team into a battle by, you know, just stirring up whatever, some crap for really no reason. But he's so important. I think the change was made last night. They moved to play with Draisaitl. And that's two big, heavy guys. And Leon Lav's having the puck on his stick. I think Evander prefers to kind of go get it and then kind of get open and have someone pass to him. So I think there's a nice relationship there between those two. Then he put Nugent Hopkins with McDavid, and last night it was Hyman. I think he played out east there for a while. But so they have this kind of nice mix of players that they bring different qualities to that top six, and you need that. You know, and you know, even with, you know, you look at other teams around the league, they're successful. They're not all the same. Not all top six are the same. You want to have different looks. Even Connor and Leon, both are, you know, pretty elite forwards, but they do it in different ways. And I think that's what provides a challenge and a little bit of kind of texture to your lineup.
Strutty, what do you think last year did for McDavid? It seemed like him and Draisaitl, they kind of understood that they're not getting the big bucks and the points and the goals are cool, but they kind of realized last year, didn't they, what playoff hockey's all about and how important it is to rise to the occasion?
Yeah, and I think that they're, you know, I get the sense from Connor, he's trying to help the team win, but he also is trying to help other guys understand how they have to play to win, right? And be that leader. And he's not a really outspoken guy, but he's showing guys, you know, even last night coming out and getting that hit early. Now, you know, hopefully Anderson's okay, but I don't think he's out there hurting anybody, but he's like, hey, I'm going to be physical, so everyone has to be physical. Mm-hmm. And even all the goal scoring, like I truly think that Connor just programs and said, okay, what's the best chance for us to win the most games this year? Okay, I probably should score 60 goals. I don't think he's doing it because he wants to put that 61 goal around his, you know, that puck around his, in his trophy case. I think he just thinks that calculates that's the best way to do it. Which is kind of crazy to think and to be thinking at that level, but he's all about winning. You hear his teammates talk about it all the time, you know, publicly and privately, that this, he's all about winning. And then Leon, you know, he's improved. I think his game has kind of lifted up, you know, a little bit of tough time after the All-Star break. And I get it. It's a long season. You're not going to be perfect all the time, but I think he's raising his game up too. And he's getting a little bit of grumpiness. And I think he's at his best when he's a little bit grumpy out there. So, you know, two guys, you know, what more do you want? You want to win. You know, that's, I think ultimately when you're at that level, yeah, the trophies are nice and all that, but you want to win the Stanley Cup, and they're going to do everything they can to help themselves be prepared, but also, and more importantly, probably their teammates ready.
with Jason Strudwick. Strudy, you're out west. You see all these teams up close and personal. Who are you putting your money on to make the playoffs? Winnipeg, Calgary, or possibly Nashville?
Yeah, but who's going to step up and grab it? You know, it's a tough call. I guess selfishly, I'd love to see Calgary get in there. I think that's a great thing to see if you can get the Battle of Alberta going. But Winnipeg, it just feels, their big guys just aren't quite delivering. They're not getting it done. It's just, for whatever reason, they've kind of fallen off, and it feels like that's really wobbling. So then you got Nashville. I think Calgary might get it done. I really do think Calgary's going to find a way, and maybe a veteran team that looks around and say, geez, we're only a couple points out of this thing, and we can make this with a couple good games. So I'd probably go Calgary. Part of it is bias because I want to see that, hopefully a potential Battle of Alberta, but I think they're the team that hopefully can grab that and run with it.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be fitting if, like, I'd love to know what Huberto is thinking right now, where he's had a terrible first impression, an awful season. But to your point, Strudy, he can look at it and say, I got seven games. Let's be a rock star for seven, and we can punch a ticket and get in. It's like you could salvage a season there in Calgary. Markstrom, the same thing. He's been awful at times this year. Stand on your head, five more times, sixth time, you're probably getting in.
Well, there's a big difference between a bad year and not making the playoffs and having a bad year and making the playoffs, right?
Right.
The playoffs glosses over quite a bit of stuff. And I think that's, they probably think that way. I mean, I'm sure they've been trying all year, but it's a short stretch, 2 weeks of really good hockey. And you can be, hopefully gloss over what's been a tough year, first year for one, and then the other one just, having a tough one in the pipes.
Strudy, when you proposed to your wife, did you get buried by a security guard right afterwards?
No. I didn't need to take that down. It sounds like quite the story. If I'm being honest, I didn't see that yet today. It's spring break out here in Edmonton, so I'm shuttling my kids around like an Uber driver from friend's house to friend's house. So I got to go and check this video out. But it sounds like this guy really took one for the team.
Yeah, he sure did. It was, and she said yes, so... take that for what it's worth.
This guy got hit hard. Like, the security guard, I mean, if you had to break it down, I don't even think player safety gets involved. Like, it's a clean hit through the body.
the head
is not contacted at all. Like, you'll have to, watch this. It pops his hat off, but this guy...
I'm telling you, Noodles, he's gonna sue the security guard for using unnecessary force.
Yeah.
He's going to say, like, I was no threat. I was just sitting there proposing to my girlfriend, and you literally took my head off.
Gwyneth Paltrow got taken to court for a skiing accident. It's like, what the hell's going on? What did she do? Go down the hill 100 miles an hour and pick one pigeon out and say, I'm going to run this guy over? I couldn't believe that.
I see that all the time at Hills Around Ontario.
I know. Yeah. I saw the headline, Hayes, and I'm like, Gwyneth Paltrow's in court for a skiing accident?
I know.
So what? Some guy that was all gooned up got run over by Gwyneth Paltrow and said, I'm suing her. That's insane.
Of course. Yeah, guy showed up to court with a neck brace and everything. I know he didn't.
Right.
But I mean,
if that was some grubby pig that was 380 pounds and had his boiler sticking out and had a grubby ski outfit on, it would have been nothing. But Gwyneth Paltrow, I'll see you in court.
Yeah, she was there, to her credit, man. She showed up.
Yeah.
She showed up. Anyway.
Sad enough.
All right, Strudy. Well, 3.5 years, the clock is ticking, man. We're looking forward to that next, 3.5. And the nice weather in Edmonton. The Oilers are red hot. It's a great time of year.
Thank you, guys. And thanks for having me on after the Oilers win. It felt weird. I didn't know what to do. It's like a bizarro world.
Happy to. Next time we're courtside, too, we'll have you on that week.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Courtside. I can't believe. Give me a warning next time so I can prepare.
Me too.
Yeah, it should come with a warning whenever that's on TSN. All right, Strudy, thank you.
See you guys. Have a good weekend.
Jason Strudwick, yeah, you too, pal, from TSN out in Edmonton, longtime NHLer, former Oiler, big proponent of taking a peek, a veteran of taking a peek.
Big veteran.
Was he night before the game taking a peek, Noodles?
He was too... in the minors, yes, when we were younger. Like, that was,
standard protocol.
But it was like... A lot of times in the minors, you play, three games in almost 2.5 days type of thing. So that's Sunday night after a Sunday afternoon game. Old Strudy would go to work at a place called the Tipperary Pub in Worcester, Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
It was so great. I think it got shut down by, like, violations and code, you know, problems there. Because I don't even know if it had rules or a sign or anything. It was just gritty.
Wild West, Deadwood, yeah. Man. You're in Deadwood.
Exactly. But yeah. We had some good fun there in the minors.
For sure.